Third down was Arizona's Achilles heel in Philly on Sunday, allowing the Eagles to convert 9 of 14 attempts, including 3 that resulted in Philadelphia touchdowns. Field position played a key role in the Cardinals' demise, as the Eagles capitalized on an average starting field position of 15 yards better than Big Red. The home team made the visitors pay for that gift, as 3 of their scores came on drives of only 3 plays. Philadelphia quarterback Carson Wentz had one of his best games as a pro, tossing 4 touchdowns, including scores from 59 and 72 yards out. Again, safety Tyvon Branch led the way for the defense with 10 tackles. Branch leads the NFL in total tackles in 2017 with 49. Linebacker Chandler Jones's first quarter sack of Wentz was his 5th of the season. Jones has at least 1 sack in 13 of his 21 games played with the Cardinals. The Cardinals' offense continues to struggle with protection, but perhaps of even greater concern, running the football. After rushing for only 31 yards Sunday, Arizona's rushing attack is last in the league, averaging only 52 yards per game on the ground. The passing offense, however, has managed to stay productive, ranking 2nd in the NFL behind the New England Patriots. With his 13-yard touchdown strike to John Brown, quarterback Carson Palmer tied Warren Moon for 11th place on the NFL's all-time list for career touchdown passes with 290. Brown has at least 1 touchdown catch in all 3 career games played against the Eagles. Receiver Larry Fitzgerald joined Jerry Rice and Tony Gonzalez as the only players in league history to have a reception in at least 200 consecutive games. Fitzgerald has at least 1 reception in 206 of his 207 career games played. Next up for Big Red, the 2-2 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. In week 2 of last season, the Cardinals beat the Bucs 40-7 at University of Phoenix Stadium, forcing 4 Jameis Winston interceptions while sacking him 3 times. Palmer threw for more than 300 yards and 3 touchdowns in the blowout victory.